Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up to sleep, perchance to dream. Well, folks, here's the bottom line you probably already know. Almost all of us are getting way too little sleep. And sleep deprivation is, scientifically speaking, bad, bad, bad. Research shows that being sleep deprived by a couple hours, we don't think well. In fact, we're as cognitively impaired as if we were drunk. We also feel crummy emotionally, cranky, or as my mother wisely said, you're like a bear when you're tired, Richie. Go to bed. We feel less grateful to others, and what goes around comes around. So if we're less grateful, our partner and others will be less grateful to us. And when less meets less, look out. We're hungrier and eat more and more junk food, and amazingly, gain more weight, even if we eat the same calories as somebody who slept enough. If we're chronically sleep deprived, we increase our chance of stroke, heart disease, diabetes, colon cancer, and other intestinal disorders, and mess with our immune system, so get more colds, etc., and even live a few years less than if we got 7 to 9 hours of shut-eye a night. Now, I'm sure you've heard a lot of this before, so how come we just don't go to bed? Well, I've been paying attention to that myself, and I've discovered some things that seduce me into staying up too late, like working too long a day so I don't have enough time to relax before I should be going to bed, or checking my email shortly before I should be going to bed, and doing that one little email reply that sometimes always turns into a much bigger job than it looked like at the start. And of course, there's the always singing siren song of television, which, truth be told, can be very soothing and pleasant if we pick the right show. Like Gilmore Girls, have you seen it? The most positive, life-affirming, fun show, and it's on Netflix, so I can watch, quote, just a few minutes, end quote, of the next episode, and of course end up watching the whole thing and staying up too late. So I'm tired the next day and need to watch even more the next night to relax. Anyway, like I said, I've been paying attention to what keeps me from my head off the pillow, and I'm here to say I'm winning this battle with some key help from my wife, who's on board with getting more sleep. I now follow the expert sleep hygiene advice. You know, cool, dark, quiet bedroom. Nothing in bed except sleep and nudge, nudge, nod, nod, wink, wink. Know what I mean? Including no TV, no computer, and going to bed about the same time every night, and even getting up without an alarm. When the mind and body say, okay, done, rested, and what a difference. Now, how did I do it? Well, like I said, step one was really just paying attention to what I did instead of sleeping enough, starting with how I deluded myself into ignoring what I knew, and then connecting the dots to how crummy I feel, work, and play when I am beat. With that motivation in hand, I made some changes, including partnering up with Pammy. So, Mr. and Mrs. Sherlock Sleepyheads, if you want to radically change your health and well-being, go sleuthing for what your mind is doing, perhaps this very second, to ignore all the bad stuff we just talked about and to keep justifying sleep depriving yourself. Good luck on your investigation, and best wishes for sweet dreams. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.